Are you someone who is profoundly generous? You always have enough to share. You give to others freely and you make them feel that way. You make people feel paid attention to, cared for. Maybe you're also really good at a lot of different things. You've cultivated all sorts of different skills and talent. But lately, you're feeling overburdened by too many responsibilities. You feel undervalued by other people, and you're just tired of existing to please others. If that sounds like you, there is a good chance that you don't feel worthy of your goals. So if you've been setting goals and you've been struggling to achieve them, that you've been putting everybody else first and your goals never take priority, today we're going to talk about how feeling unworthy can silently undermine achieving personal goals and professional goals. We're going to identify some symptoms. We're going to cover some mistakes that feed the problem, and then we're going to name the issue. Sound like a plan? I believe that you're worthy. I know that you're enough. Let's do this.
Do you want to feel less scattered and more focused, but the idea of goal setting sounds like adding more pressure to your already pressure-filled life? If so, welcome to the Plan Goal Plan podcast. I'm Danielle McGee. I'm a professor, mom, planner addict, and recovering overachiever. After years of hustle and grind, I was tired of trying harder. I was ready to try easier. At the intersection of research, practice, and play, I found a purposeful path to planning and goal setting that is fun, simple, and sustainable. If you're ready to try easier, if you're ready to make memories and do meaningful work, grab a pen. I will equip you with tools and practices to clarify purpose, reclaim time, and achieve goals playfully and lightly. Let's get started.
I'm a really big fan of Gay Hendricks' work. If you haven't read his book, The Big Leap, Genius Zone, they're really lovely. I find him wise, insightful, and delightfully quirky. And in it, he talks about this concept of the upper limit problem. And this is this idea that anytime things are going really well for us, we might be a little uncomfortable with how well they're going. We might be on the brink of just waiting for something to pull it all apart, for something to come crashing down on us. As humans, we have a limit to how much pleasure we feel that we are worthy to have when we're doing really, really well. We unintentionally start to self-sabotage. So yes, we have a subconscious threshold for how much success, how much happiness, how much love we believe that we deserve. And when we reach that threshold, we might self-sabotage to bring ourselves back down to a level of success and happiness that subconsciously we believe that we deserve. And this can manifest in various areas of our lives. This might be in our career, our relationships, or our personal health. So as high-achieving women, understanding and navigating this upper limit problem can be particularly helpful. So a lot of times, if you are a high achiever, you've done some things. This means that you've probably broken through quite a few external barriers to success, but you might have some internal barriers that are posed by this upper limit problem. And they can be more subtle and sometimes more insidious. And they're really rooted in societal messages about women's roles, perceived expectations about work-life balance, or maybe even deep-seated beliefs about your own deservingness, your own worthiness, your own capability. I don't know if any of this sounds familiar to you all. You might unknowingly start sabotaging your success. You set a goal, you care about it, you're willing, you're committed, and yet you just keep procrastinating on doing the things that you know that you need to do. Maybe you avoid opportunities for advancement, or you might even subconsciously undermine successful outcomes. Self-sabotage is a symptom of us feeling unworthy. Another symptom that we're feeling unworthy of the goals that we set for ourselves is that we're really reluctant to set higher goals. I shared this before. Women expect 50% less of themselves in their lives than their male counterparts who have the same experiences, the same qualifications. And that's even lower still for women of color. So I want to recognize that there are structures in society and culture and our ways of doing things that make us reluctant to set higher goals. I know, for example, I was really raised to believe that to have really high goals and to be ambitious is prideful. that it's attention seeking. Right now I'm teaching a podcasting class. It's called Start a Podcast. And I had my students do a launch. And one of my students, I asked her, I was like, you know, did you create a launch team? Did you send out these emails that I gave to you? And she said to me, no, I don't want to be famous. And yet her podcast is on, it's an amazing topic and it's so important. She's deaf and it's really to help educators learn how to be more accommodating to their deaf students. And I was like, this isn't about you being famous. If you really, truly believe that the work that you're putting together is going to serve others, then making your work visible isn't you being prideful, isn't you being boastful, isn't you being attention-seeking. This is you sharing. This is a way that you give. So sometimes we have a reluctance to set higher goals. And there's all sorts of structures. There's all sorts of narratives that make us reluctant to do that. And the third symptom of feeling unworthy is persistent self-doubt. You have an inner voice of criticism that says, why me? What makes me a person that should get to do this, that would get to have that experience? I'm not that important. There are better people out there. Others don't really care about me. If you notice that you've been self-sabotaging, if you notice that you have a reluctance to setting higher goals and you have persistent self-doubt, keep listening, because there are some mistakes that we make trying to address these problems that actually feed the problem. And the first mistake that we make is comparing ourselves to others. Ooh, any of you all find yourself scrolling through social media and feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm so behind. Everybody else is doing all these amazing things. And here I am just twiddling my thumbs. You see other people's house looking so nice, so put together, and you think, oh, I wish I could be as good as they are. This comparison trap, it actually only feeds our problem. Another mistake is that we ignore our own personal achievements. So we look at others and we're like, they have it all together. But then when we do have personal achievements, we're in a habit of failing to acknowledge or even minimizing our own achievements. Oh, y'all, this is such a strong one for me. I will make jokes. If somebody compliments me, I'll make a joke about it. I'll diminish it. And I tell myself that this is me being humble, that this is humility. Do any of you all do that? Someone gives you a compliment and it makes you feel really uncomfortable. You don't know how to receive the compliment. And so you just get weird. You make jokes, you deflect, you do anything to not have to like really go, oh yeah, actually, I did do all that. It was a lot of work and I'm really proud of what I did. Doing this is normal. But in the process of doing this, this can also contribute to a deeper sense of me not being good enough. So what are some things that we've attempted to do to overcome the problem? I know one mistake that I've made, and maybe you have too, is I overcompensate by overworking. I commit to more and more and more, thinking that by doing so, I'm gonna finally catch up to all those other people that I've been comparing myself to, that that's how I'm going to finally achieve and feel worthy. If I achieve this, then I'm worthy. If I achieve this, then other people will see me as valuable. And in the process, I'm burnt out. I'm not doing work at the quality that I know I'm capable of. And I spend a lot of times doing things that I think should be valuable, but aren't really valued by the people that I'm doing them for. And that's my second mistake, is I seek external validation. I keep looking for approval from others, but this does not heal this internal sense of unworthiness. So what do we do? What do we do about self-sabotage and persistent doubt and comparing ourselves to others and overcompensating by overworking? Well, we start by naming the problem. We recognize that part of the problem lies within us in our own sense of not feeling worthy of our goals. Yes, there are cultural and social structures that might perpetuate this belief, but inside of us, we also have the ability to shift this internalized belief of unworthiness. It's not our actual capability or our potential. We have the capabilities to get our goals done, to achieve our goals. We have the potential to step into a vision that's bigger than what we've been allowing ourselves to imagine. We have a power to create extraordinary value and satisfaction in our relationships. We can recognize that sometimes what we're doing for others, others don't need as much of, and that it is okay for us to stop doing those things, and that we'll still be enough for ourselves and for others. Recognizing these signs is the first step towards overcoming a sense of unworthiness. And there is a way forward. There is a way where we can develop skills of value creation We can learn how to give and receive feedback from others. We can learn how to create things that actually meet other people's needs. We can learn how to be deeply present with ourselves. We can learn to give to ourselves before giving to others. And we can learn how to set appropriate limits and say no to things that don't inspire us and that don't really connect us to other people. If you're interested in learning more about how you can develop those skills, send me an email at support@plangoalplan.com. Join our Facebook community, Plan Goal Plan on Facebook. You can interact there. Consider joining the Break Free from Busy Masterclass. Know that there is support out there and connecting to that support. Asking for support is not a sign of your weakness, but rather is a sign that you recognize and have been able to name that right now you don't feel worthy of your goals and that's getting in your way. This is an area that I have put a lot of work into on myself in the last, 5 to 7 years. And I cannot emphasize what a difference it makes when you can show up at work, walk into a meeting, and go, I'm already worthy. I don't need to prove myself. I don't need to do this for external validation because I already know that I have valuable skills, thoughts, ideas, capabilities to contribute. When you can be at home and say, I know that my contribution to my family matters and I don't need to prove myself or prove my love to them. They already know that I love them. What's really interesting is so many of us that don't feel like we're worthy of our goals are also givers. And so we're very, very other oriented. But sort of the irony of this is that when you can do this internalized work to develop these skills, so that you recognize your worthiness and no longer have to prove yourself to others, you actually can be even more other-oriented. Or I would like to say, rather than other self-oriented, you're relationally oriented. And what I mean by that is when I go to a meeting and I'm not worried about proving myself to others, I can actually just receive what others are sharing. I can listen. I can be present. I can really tune to what it is that they're saying that they actually need. And then from there, figure out where it is that I have contributions that would be valuable. I hope this episode was helpful. As a quick recap, we have named the problem. The problem is this internal barrier of feeling not worthy that then gets in the way of you being able to achieve your goals. There's a couple of signs that this might be happening. The first sign is self-sabotage. You've reached your upper limit and you've started to self-sabotage. Be gentle with yourself if this is the case. Meet this awareness with empathy. Another sign might be that you have a reluctance to set higher goals, that other people are deemed more deserving of going after the big things and that you just need to settle for less. And the third sign is that you might have persistent doubt. I'm not sure if I can do this. I don't know if this is for me. Why me rather than why not me? So when we recognize, because I do think that many of us are very self-aware, we might recognize that we're self-sabotaging or we're not setting high enough goals. Our response to that might be to overcommit, to do even more, to try to prove that we are actually worthy. Another response to that might be to move into the comparison trap, to start comparing ourselves to other people. And we do this as a way to almost validate our feeling of unworthiness. And then when we do achieve, when we do something that's valuable, we diminish it, we deflect from it. I hope this episode was helpful. I hope that it gave you some ideas. If you are someone that has been struggling to achieve your goals and you're unsure why, but you recognize some of these symptoms, you recognize some of these behaviors, I hope that you feel empowered that there is a way out. Because I wish for you a deep sense of value. I wish for you the feeling of I am enough. I hope that you know that I am deeply grateful for you for listening. I wish for you boldness. I wish for you balance. And I wish for you to be well. Be well, friends. If this podcast has inspired you, guided you, or just made you laugh, the number one way that you can thank me is by leaving a written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. I'm seriously tickled every time that I hear from you all, so pop onto Instagram and follow Plan Goal Plan and digital message me. I want to say hello. I want to geek out about all things planning and goal setting. Keep sensing the possibilities, y'all.